We continue Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Lama Gimel Siv Zayin. V'ken Yizar Midvar Ma'avidim Dei Zakana. One should be careful to avoid anything that could cause danger to an individual. Kisakanta Chamir Misura. That's something we have to be more concerned even than violating an Isser. V'yesh Loch HaShoysel Sof Zakana Mosafik Isser. Therefore, we have to be more concerned about doing something that could chas v'sham possibly lead to a sakana, versus doing something which could chas v'shalom possibly lead to one violating a halacha. Okay, lost the leila become makom sakana. One should be careful not to go to somewhere which is dangerous. To go in tachas kiyanotui, to go under a wall which is about to collapse, or gesher rua on a weak bridge. Furthermore, one should not go out at night alone, nor should he sleep in a room by himself. One should not drink water from a river at night, or put his mouth directly under a current of water to drink, because chas v'shalom he may not notice. Shem Yisvla is a davar mazik, he may swallow something which is dangerous. And according to this halacha, I saw Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shevet Halevi, Chelek Yud Sim Kuf Yud Aleph, says that driving in an unsafe manner is also certainly included in this Isser. The Isser of going out at night alone only doesn't really apply in streets that are well lit and people walking on the street at night. Then it's many people walking on the street at night, then the halacha doesn't really apply. And what we see from here is that a person should always be careful in what he drinks. It should be either filtered or we make sure that it's clean from any impurities. Sivches, noagim shebashasat kufa. Shashat kufa, as we know that there are four seasons of the year. During those four the times of the season changing, we put some metal on all food and drink, but something which is already cooked or preserved, it is not necessary. The minig bismanazeh is not to do this, and because for many reasons that don't apply bismanazeh. Siftes. One should not eat or drink foods or beverages that a person despises, or if they are in vessels that a person despises. One shouldn't eat with dirty hands. All of these types of actions are included in what the Torah says, al tishakus nafshei seichem. V'fil yoyman, even if one will say, shein nafshe kotzbem, this does not repulse him. Data deitel etzakol adam, what he says is not an issue for him, is irrelevant. However, if many people are not repulsed by a certain type of food or a certain type of eating, then it's okay to eat it that way. And similarly, if he himself, on the other hand, if he himself really can't stand a certain type of food, but it's only he, other people are fine with it, he should not eat the food that repulses him. Sif Bei, Sif Yud, Behema Oiv Shem Sukarim Nishkato, an animal or a bird that were in danger and then they were slaughtered. Api, even though as far as Hilchus Kashrus are concerned, the shechita was done in a way that they should be allowed to be eaten. People should be careful not to eat them because they may be carrying a disease which you don't want to bring into your body. Sif Yud Aleph. Also, look to Ilan Machal Oisaperis. One may not cut a tree that gives fruit. Ilan Zay Shoisaroiv Akaf Zaysim. That means if it's an olive tree that produces a roiv of kav of olives a year, the dekal oisa kav tamarim, or a palm tree that produces a kav of dates during the year, and cutting it down is a sakana. From samach l'ilanos acherim, but if this tree is next to other trees shechashuvim yosem emenu that are more significant than this tree, v'machash yosem, and this tree is weakening those other trees. V'kenim tzarchem kaimai, if he needs the spot, the space on what where that tree is growing, v'kein emdav yikam yos lebinyan yosem machal, it's more valuable to be used as lumber than for the fruit it produces. Mutl katsoi, then one may cut it down. The iser of cutting down a fruit tree applies even if they haven't yet begun to produce fruit, and also even if the fruit are not really great fruit. And even if the fruit that it grows are wormy fruit, which of course fruit with worms we may not eat, one should not cut down such a tree. And some suggest that one should not even cut down a tree, a branch that fruit could grow on. If we are in a situation that we just identified where somebody feels that he has to cut down a tree, which of course one should be most careful before making that decision, he should sell the tree to a nochri, so he's not cutting a Jewish-owned tree. And what he should also have is that a nochri should be the one to cut down the tree. And moreover, when we said that if you need the space, the spot, on when the tree is growing, then you can maybe cut it down. That's only if you need it for something really important. You want to build a house there. But if you just want to cut it down because you want to have a clean backyard, then that's something else. If there's a financial loss, then of course there's more room for leniency. But all these issues, since as we're learning, involve sakana, one must be careful with. And the Sefer Chassidim seems to say that even in a case where we have some of these heterim, have some of the reasons to be lenient, one should be very careful before he employs any of these heterim. He also says one should not completely close up a window. If you're building and there was a window in your house and now you want to close that window up, you should try to leave a little open, a little space that should be able to be as like a window. It shouldn't be completely closed up. And similarly, he says you should not completely demolish a furnace in a home. Sif Yud Beis. HaKosh Yud B'Meh, if somebody has stomach problems, Yesh Oim Oysen L'Refuah, that those that do a refuah, Shemamidim Abitnoi, they put on their belly, Kli Shesh B'Mayim Chamim, a vessel that is full of hot water. V'Asa Las came of Nesakana, that's considered a sakana because it could chas v'shalom spill and burn the person. Similarly, one in general should not wash himself in scalding water, in very, very hot water, for the same reason. Sif Yud Gimel. Asa Leila Lava Menachal Shemem of Reutfim. One may not go through a river that has a very strong current. If the water is higher than your hips, Mishim Sakana, again, because of the danger, Shleish Tefum Mayim, danger for Chas V'Shalom drowning. Sif Yudalad. Oslop Saitim Epiv Dvar Penurans Al Adam Yisrael. One should never say anything which is to bring punishment on another Jew. I feel loimer. Even to say, Eloi Plani Kayim Hayba Lakan, if that person was alive and he came here, I would say this, Kibris Krusel Sosayim, a person has to be careful how he speaks. And therefore, the person is never allowed to curse anyone, including himself, with using names that are most inappropriate. Ben Lassa Moisrael Tinik Bedavit Time. We're not allowed to frighten a child with a non-kosher animal. Kigoyin Loimer, to say to that child, Khatul a kelav yikachayu, a cat or a dog will take you. Became a kopi yotze be'elu, anything that is of this type of behavior, tzorach lazar me'oid, margaloshin, a person has to be very careful what he says and how he says it, that people that are very careful, that never to expressly state bad news. They should also, one has to be careful that should always try to greet everybody in the most friendly, happy, cheerful way, never chas v'shalom the other way.